This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bittar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Not in much of the northern hemisphere right now, so it's time to dive into a big swimming pool filled with what? Cholesterol. Yes, the new studies say it's so safe you can even swim in it. Dr. Bittar, sorry to open that silly, irreverent way, but we've been talking cholesterol for years, and I would joke and I would say, you know, it's not like I'm telling you to dive into a big vat of cholesterol, but it'd probably be okay.
Well, you know, what I really enjoyed about this particular study that we're going to be talking about is that they have, in a mainstream medicine journal, finally admitted that dietary cholesterol has really nothing to do with anything, and that to reduce LDL cholesterol. In fact, I think the name of the article that we were looking at on the Telegraph says high cholesterol does not cause heart disease. New research finds so treating with statins is a waste of time. Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't take it to the true level, because it's not so much waste of time would be an understatement. That it's actually detrimental to be treated with statins is a more accurate term.
It's a waste of life. It's a waste of life. It's a waste of health.
That's right. That's a very well put way of putting it. It's a waste of life because you're decreasing ubiquinone, which is coenzyme Q10, commonly known as coenzyme Q10, and is a vital enzymatic cofactor necessary for the mitochondria to work. The mitochondria are the respiratory centers of the cell, if you will. And so when you decrease coenzyme Q10, which, by the way, all the original studies on the statin drugs showed clearly that when you use a statin drug, and you actually have the same thing occurring when you use a natural remedy that reduces cholesterol, like red rice yeast, or red yeast rice, I guess you should do it.
Right, from China. That's where they got, the original lovastatin from?
Right, exactly. That's where the original statin research was based upon, that red rice yeast. But the thing is that they found that whether it's a synthetic version or the natural version, the one thing it does is it reduces ubiquinone, reduces coenzyme Q10, which suppresses the mitochondrial function. And they found that in liver cells, that they found that there was an actual issue with liver cancer, an increase in hepatocellular carcinoma. Now, this hepatocellular carcinoma increase was directly related to the reduction of coenzyme Q10 caused by the statin. So the researchers, when they published the statin studies, actually stated in the research, it's clearly stated, that you should never take a statin drug without coenzyme Q10. But then, when the message got out to the general public, the doctors never recommended that. And when they were brought to the table and saying, "Well, why don't you make the recommendations to the pharmaceutical companies, to the doctors? Why aren't the recommendations for the doctors to supplement with coenzyme Q10 made to the doctors? Why aren't the doctors taught that?" The pharmaceutical companies' responses were something to the level of, "Well, it was too expensive for the coenzyme Q10, and so we just dropped that." Now, this is like, you know, 30 years ago. If you go back and look at some of the data that was published, the Helsinki study and some of those, they clearly showed that statin drugs, the cholesterol issue, had nothing to do with heart disease. It had all to do with actually sugar consumption. It all had to do with triglycerides. And when you start looking at, and triglycerides are directly increasing due to the amount of sugar intake. And in the last 10 years, probably, maybe more than that, 12 years, the research has shown that there's a hyperinsulinemia relationship to cardiovascular disease, and people that have high cholesterol had no heart disease. Half the people that have high cholesterol have no heart disease, and half the people that have heart disease have totally normal cholesterol. So So to bring those two things together and say, oh, it's a cholesterol issue is ludicrous. And what I really like in this particular study is a particular doctor that was, let's see here, the name of the doctor escapes me now. It was a doctor. Oh, he's
Malcolm Kendrick?
Dr. Sheriff Sultan.
Okay.
Vascular and endovascular surgeon from the University of Ireland, who also worked in the study, said, and this is such a, I would expect this type of a statement from a surgeon, because this is, you know, it's bold communication, you know, simple-minded, and this is a, you know, this is why sometimes I joke about surgeons, having been one. He comes out and bluntly says that he said cholesterol is one of the most vital molecules in the body and prevents infection, cancer, muscle pain, and other conditions in elderly people. Lowering cholesterol with medicines for primary cardiovascular prevention in those aged over 60 is a total waste of time and resources, whereas altering your lifestyle is the single most important way to achieve a good quality of life. Now, this is the truth. And I would expect the surgeon to be that blunt, because once the surgeon comes to that conclusion, then I got to hold back. And this is what this guy's saying.
Yeah.
And what he's saying is absolutely the truth. It's a total waste of time and a waste of resources. And as you said, more accurately, it's actually a waste of life by giving statin drugs.
It actually is. And what they didn't quote him on after he said that, he says, because he's a surgeon, he says, if you don't believe me, I'll cut you. So anyway,
well,
yeah, these surgeons
are
very
good. Surgeons work. It's basically, if you don't believe me, I really don't give a crap, because you guys are the ones going to suffer the consequences. But this is the truth. And, you know, I like the fact that this was published in a mainstream journal. And it's not just one or two different doctors that made this comment. It was a number of them that have come together. The primary doctor on this study, he's a general practitioner, but I think he described it as, the data was robust, and that's what I really liked. They know it's controversial. They know they've been attacked, but they're saying, here it is. He acknowledged that the findings would be controversial, but defended them as robust and thoroughly reviewed.
Exactly. But then you counter that with, like, the British Heart Foundation, which is like the British version of the American Heart Association, and they question the new research. They say, well, the link between high LDL cholesterol levels and the death in the elderly is harder to detect because, well, as people get older, there are more factors that could determine their overall health. I mean, you talk about a wussy cop-out trying to hold on to an old paradigm that was never right to begin with. And the question is, how many cardiovascular doctors in America and Great Britain will pay attention to this study and stop immediately, as this study indicates, administering, prescribing statin drugs to their elderly patients? How many of them will even respond and read this?
Yeah, and that's a sad state of affairs, Robert, because that's exactly what it is. They don't want to shine light on themselves, so they'll just scurry into the corners. They don't want to be involved with any study that was, quote, controversial. And I commend these doctors, Sheriff Sultan and Dr. Sheriff Sultan and Dr.
Ufi Ravenskoff. I can't even pronounce his name. In Sweden.
Yep, and there's a Dr. Malcolm Kendrick. He's actually a co-author of the study, too. So there's Dr. Malcolm Kendrick, Dr. Sheriff Sultan, Dr. Ufi Ravenskoff, from Sweden. I mean, these are guys that are, you know, they have truth on their side. And I commend them for joining the enlightened.
And Dr. Ulf Rabin, whatever his name is, I think their family is responsible for that Swedish term, Ufda, if you've ever heard those Scandinavians. No, I just made that up anyway. But they've been making up cholesterol garbage for years. They're finally getting through to the things we've been saying for years. And don't you find it a little bit funny that, you know, you've known about it. I've not. A crazy little homeopath with a radio show has been talking about this way since the 90s when I first learned of it. And yet the cardiovascular guys, you go to their heart meetings, they're still going to be sponsored heavily by statin drug manufacturers to this very day. I bet you can find, I don't know how many heart-related symposiums going on right now in the United States, and they're all sponsored by statin drug manufacturers.
Yeah, and that's exactly the sad state of affairs in our country, because before the mid-1970s, I understand, if I'm correct, maybe it was a little bit later than that, prior to that, drug companies, pharmaceutical companies could not advertise, and then there was some type of congressional law that was passed, and they started allowing drug companies to start advertising, and that's when this whole craze started, where doctors were basically, or patients were basically instructed to ask their doctors, you know, ask your doctor about this medicine, ask your doctor that about that medicine. And it's just created this huge wave. There's a huge media pull, you know. Now, when I was pulled from NBC, Good Morning Today, whatever it was, whatever that show is, NBC Today, because of my stance on vaccines and the mercury causing autism, you know, the way that they got to them, the director of that show, I believe it was the director of that show, his son and his, I think it's a husband-wife team that had a child that had autism, and that's when they decided to do an expose on it. And at the last minute, myself and Boyd Haley were not asked to be in the show anymore. And the reason it came down to is because the company, the NBC, was going to have us on there, but then they were basically threatened by a number of companies, that pharmaceutical companies, that if we were on the show, they were going to pull their ad revenue, which was something like $500,000 a month for the next 6 months. So it was like a $3 million contract, you know, during prime time when they did do their advertising. And so that's the reason they didn't do it. So, you know, it's amazing that dollars for marketing, for publicity to drive consumer demand up on a drug, so that, and that demand is not directly to the consumer because the consumer can't buy it. So it's driving up the awareness that, hey, this drug is going to solve all your problems. So go ask your doctor about it. And then they train the doctors that every time a patient comes, this is what you give them. They give them free samples, et cetera, get the patient started, get them hooked on it. Mm-hmm. And the patient doesn't know any better. They're wanting to make sure that they live longer and healthier, so they're willing to do it, because here's the doctor who's on this high pedestal, and he's got all this education, and they're putting their hands in the doctor's lives, and the doctor just emits the same garbage that he's trained to emit. It's just like a cookbook medicine. Here's a cookbook. Here's the recipe. Follow the recipe.
So who knew when you, all those years you were going to medical school, not you, Dr. Batar, but everyone else, and they were learning from the corner street drug dealers how to get people hooked on this stuff and then keep the gravy train rolling. By the way, go ahead.
Go ahead, Robert. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Carol Alt, my good friend, who's, you know, had the show on Fox News, we proposed you to be on the show, and she really wanted you on the show. And when she passed your name and all that on to their higher-ups, they said, we can't have them on. So confirming what you've said about you and Boyd Haley, too, that the mainstream media, they're guided by the money that comes in through pharmaceutical pseudoscience, and those monies support those news shows. So you're not getting the news. You're getting press releases from the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Hold your thought, Dr. Batar. We're coming right back with more powerful advanced medicine. If you ever miss a show, of course, archive right here with our syndicator, GCN, as well as medicalrewind.com. That's an easy way to get the hundreds of hours of Dr. Batar and I as we've gotten together doing this advanced medicine for many years now. Stick with us. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And we've got lots more healing to go.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bear-Terrell.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Go ahead, make your cholesterol sandwich and eat it in front of your cardiologist. And say, take that. You want a bite? Dr. Batar is here doing advanced medicine. Our first story, big story of the day. Again, more confirmation, validation that the whole vilification of cholesterol has been actually a deadly nightmare. Modern medicine has shortened lifespans, has damaged livers, has weakened muscles. And, you know, more science now, and this is the real science, not conflicted by statin drug manufacturers showing that there's just no basis for it. And Dr. Batar, I think we can do 2 days on it.
Well, I was just going to say, with the exception of acute traumatic medicine, mm-hmm. I would agree with you and everything you just said, Robert. But when it comes to trauma, when it comes to, you know, certain other types of innovation in surgical involvement in traumatic care, then I think we have modern medicine has increased lifespan, but when it comes to the insidious palliative type treatments, that has certainly, you know, decreased lifespan. And a lot of people will say, oh, we live a lot longer than we used to live as a man. How can somebody say that? That's an irresponsible statement. Well, the reason we live longer from that perspective has nothing to do with the medical care. It's because we have better shelter, we have better hygiene, we have better ways of processing water and cleaner, mm-hmm. you know, not that. I mean, now, of course,
well, and infant mortality down relative to earlier times in our existence also took the statistics and lengthened them. And it wasn't like that nobody lived to 70, 80, 90 or older back then. It was sort of like if you survived your young adult years, childhood through that, pretty much unless you got hit by a bus or something and you worked in the coal mines or something, you could live very long, longer than what they say is the average lifespan today.
Right, that's true. And then, of course, now they're adding fluoride to the water, and they're doing, you know, you've got the mercury in the environment, you've got all these other things. And so it's going to start decreasing lifespan, and certainly the incidence of disease, chronic disease, is much greater. But I think that the convenience aspect of life, that's what made that, if you're going to attribute anything to get a longer life,
sure,
it may be because of that. But, of course, there's that you've also lost a lot of that hardiness that people had. That's one reason exercise is so important, because we don't have that hardiness anymore that we live with, and that hardiness that having to walk, you know, 10 miles in snow and barefooted, blah, 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 to school, like
yeah,
my grandfathers used to, everybody says those stories. But the point is that made a human being more robust. It made them
tougher.
It was a forced exercise, you know, it was a habitual exercise, and that's what made them stronger and more resilient to disease.
Yeah, exactly. And the wussification of, modern man, it's because of these conveniences.
That. Yeah. Wussification, that's a new Robert Scott Bell word. I like that.
I've used that before, but maybe it hasn't rung so poetic until we did this cholesterol story. Any more perspectives on the cholesterol thing? Because, I wasn't meaning to throw modern medicine under the bus totally. It was really just focused on this particular area, although we could find other areas, including the vaccination area. But the idea here is to just drop it already. And I've been saying it for so many years. And now, how many more of these published studies does it take before they pay attention? It's kind of like the doctors that are finally going to see the movie Vaxxed, from cover up to catastrophe. They could even be pro-vaccination. The movie itself isn't taking a stance one way or the other. It's just saying there's so much corruption, and here's the specific details of corruption we know about. How do you know they're not lying about everything else they've said about vaccines? That's the shocker for a lot of these doctors that just assumed that they were being told the truth.
Yeah, I think that's the shocker for most people when they start realizing that the truth that we've been given is not the truth, that's the reality. And it's not really just with medicine, Robert. I mean, you look at the political arena, you look at this, and, you know, like this whole thing with Benghazi, or with some of these false flag events, or with why we entered the Gulf War, you know, weapons of mass destruction, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, there's so many different things where the masses are manipulated with misinformation, and then the justification to restrict their access to their God-given rights, their freedoms, are done under the pretense of protecting them from these, you know, whatever it is, whether it's from disease, or whether it's from terrorism, or whether it's from the financial corruption of the market, or the, you know, the security that you go through TSA to make sure that you... I mean, it's so much corruptness, and the corruptness doesn't just stop in medicine. It goes into the food industry, it goes into the, agricultural industry, it goes into animal husbandry, it goes into all different aspects, and not just sustaining things, but it goes into the financial market, into the real estate market, into our, you know, currency. You can talk about the currency aspect yourself, right?
Sure, absolutely. And it's like, you know, the Twinkies of the commercial food industry, empty calories, if you will. Nothing is there. There's nothing there. And that's true of the Federal Reserve note, as they call that, the fiat dollar. Anyway, we've got lots more broadcast healing to do. It's Advanced Medicine with Dr. Roshan Bitar. If you'd like to call in, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com, and medicalrewind.com. Back after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, let's keep rocking the health world together, shall we? Yes, let's. Dr. Buttar is here, and of course, his website, drbuttar.com. And, you know, there's a lot going on, of course, with the vaccine world. People are waking up faster than ever before. And when people say, well, it's just never going to happen, right? It's just going to keep going because people are just too programmed. I look back in our lifetime, Dr. Buttar, it just occurs to me, we never thought the Berlin Wall would fall, that the Iron Curtain would drop, and that the Soviet Union would collapse. I mean, these are things that were unthinkable, and then they happen. And it was beyond the control of those who didn't want it to happen. And so I say inevitably we're seeing a lot of the things we cover every week here on the show together, things you've been writing about, lecturing on. These things are going to become, what do they call it, common knowledge or self-evident. yet I know that a lot of folks still struggle with some of these concepts.
Well, I think that this, the self-evidence part of it, you know, that's why they call them self-evident truths. They become, if a person starts to look at this themselves, they have only one reasonable conclusion that they can reach. And I tell people that whatever the reasonable conclusion is that seems reasonable to you, that stimulates your intellectual, stimulates your intellectual component, but more it appeals to your intellect. It resonates with your truth. Your bullshit meter does not go off. You know, that meter that we all have that knows when somebody's trying to pull a fast one on us. That's what we should be going with. And once you come to that conclusion, you know what the truth is deep down inside. Sometimes people say, well, it's a gray zone. It's, you know, to me, there is no gray zone. There's a black and there's a white. There's no gray zone. Inside your heart, you always know what's the truth. If you just sit back and you think about it for a second, for example, to steal is not right. But if you steal to feed a child, then there's no doubt in my mind that that's acceptable. Or to kill is too wrong. But to kill to defend your own family, that is not wrong. So when people say, well, that's a gray zone. You know, it's a gray zone if you kill somebody, but you're doing it different. No, there's no gray zone in there. Why are we talking about that there's no gray zone? Because that's what that truth is, that BS meter goes off and tells you which way is the right way to go. And so when people start to face decisions that they have to make, you know, should I do a statin drug or should I not do a statin drug? Or should I, you know, go and start in chemotherapy or should I not? Well, listen to your voice inside your heart. Mm-hmm. What feels right to you? What resonates with you? What does your gut feeling tell you? What is that sixth sense? What is your intuition? That is the universal conscious talking to you. That is God talking to you. That is, you know, naturally occurring resonance that's mm-hmm. telling you that this is the right way for you to go. And many people write it off, but that's just, you know, whatever, that's just in my head. It's not in your head. That's the universe talking to you.
Yeah, that's one of the most powerful things in the Vax movie with the moms like Polly Tommy and then Rachel Ross, who was a physician on the doctor's television program that recanted her view on vaccines, just completely reversed it, just had a baby and said, I'm not vaccinating. It is that intuition, and that's what we're encouraging everybody to reconnect with, that gut connection, that gut-heart connection, if you will. The brain becomes subservient to that instead of putting it in charge because it's deceived easily. And this kind of connection to, for instance, chemo. You bring up chemo. And I know a lot of folks will say, gee, I don't know about it. I'm not sure. You're hesitant because you're getting that innate knowledge, that soul knowledge, that God knowledge coming through going, nope, not a good idea. Yet the God complex of the oncology doctors telling you, oh, yeah, this is the only way to go. And by the way, don't take any selenium. Don't take any antioxidants. And you know, these are the kind of things we're up against still. There's a great article here Superdon found for us. Top 7 reasons chemotherapy fails more than 97% of the time, creating new cancers in the body and crippling the chances of true recovery.
That's a really good article. Very good article.
You talk about the gut.
Start with it?
Yeah, you don't have to be an MD or PhD to get this. In fact, it's helpful when people are still connected to, whether you call it common sense or intuition, that you go, you want me to do what with that? I read the black box on that thing. It says you have to treat it with kid gloves, and if it spills, you need hazardous waste teams in here. And you're going to put that in my veins?
Yeah, so just let's stop right there for a second, Robert. Now, just let's analyze what you just said, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you said it, I'm afraid that some listeners may have listened to you, and they may have thought, oh, you just being facetious or sarcastic, but kid gloves is an understatement. You have to wear a hazmat suit, and you have to wear special gloves that prevent any type of penetration from the chemotherapeutic agents, because if you are exposed to it, it is highly toxic. So when you say kid gloves, I just want listeners to understand, you're not just saying kid gloves like figuratively. You're saying they actually wear these space-age hazmat-like suits when they deal with chemotherapy. Why? Because you can't be exposed to it. So now, why can't you be exposed to it? Because it'll suppress your immune system. And then what happens if it suppresses your immune system? It can cause DNA damage. And what happens when you cause DNA damage? You form cancers. Oh, wait a second. Now we got somebody with cancer who has a DNA damage that's caused, they have immunosuppression due to DNA damage, and they have cancer now. So what are we going to do with them? We're going to treat them with what? We're going to treat them with something that causes DNA addicts to form by causing immune systems to disrupt and to create cancer. So let's just go ahead and give them this thing. We're giving them the exact same substance that is known to cause cancer.
It's
an anti-seizure drug.
It's deranged, this perspective that the doctors hold.
It is. It's absolutely deranged. You're absolutely right. I mean, you can look at this in many different categories. If you look at anti-seizure drugs, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the number one side effect of an anti-seizure drug? Can you tell me?
Wait. This is a pop quiz for Super Don, because I want to see if he's listening. The number one side effect for an anti-seizure drug, and it's not a trick question. I think you'll get it, Super Don. What do you think it might be?
Seizures.
Dude.
Bingo.
See? I told you.
Hey.
I knew it. Dr. Super Don.
I'm telling you, it's a simple thought process that when you start seeing the pattern, you start saying, wait a second, let me think what the most absurd thing could be, and that's probably what it's going to be, and that's exactly what it is. That's how absurd medicine is. Our
it's happened so many times. We used to talk about there was a commercial for a gout drug called Uloric.
Mm-hmm.
And it blew me away because in the commercial it says can cause bouts of gout. And I'm like, wait a minute, you're taking the drug for gout and it's going to give you gout? It happens quite often.
It's amazing how in medicine, you know, the thought process, the logic in modern medicine is this. Every time I see fire engines, I see fires. Therefore, I conclude that fire engines cause fire. It is that simplistic, and if it's anything more complicated than that, they don't get it. So they don't understand the concept of how certain things that they're doing, which is a violation of the very first tenet of medicine, do no harm, that they are actually doing more harm. In fact, oftentimes my secret, I don't want to say this on the air, because if I say this on the air, somebody's going to do it, and then they're going to create a problem, and then... But Robert, I think between you and me, you know one of my secrets of getting the results to do clinically what that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very simple thing. I don't want to say that because somebody's going to then start doing it on their own, and you have to do it under medical supervision because, God forbid, you know, there is an adverse event, you can take care of it. But
you're not talking about that funny dance you do. No, that was something else.
Exactly
I'm sorry.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
You don't want to do that without doctor supervision. Never mind. Go carry on.
Yeah, the special rain dance. The special rain dance. No, I mean, there's certain techniques. And you know, let's put it this way. The people that come to me that are intuitively already there, where they've been told, look, you need chemo. You need chemo. You're going to die if you don't get chemo. You're going to have a terrible death. You're going to be in terrible pain if you don't start chemo. And then you need radiation. And those patients say, well, guess what? I guess I'm going to die a terrible pain, then die a terrible death with a lot of pain, then if that's what it is, because I'm not taking chemo. That type of adamant certainty that you are willing to walk into the fire when somebody who says something to you that doesn't resonate with you, and you're that adamant and that sure of yourself and the message that you're getting. Those are the people that excel, and they do extremely well when they come through our treatment program because they already understand, they already are following that inner guidance.
Mm-hmm.
I have every patient that comes to us with cancer, they have to pray and meditate and contemplate during a 24-hour period after talking to me for the first time before I will accept them as a patient. And that prayer and meditation is to ask for guidance as to where is the right place for me to go. And I tell them that you must honor whatever that guidance is. And if that guidance is that we are not the right place, you must honor that and continue on your journey to find the right answer for you, because we're not the right answer for everybody. But you must get guidance.
We talk about wasting our efforts. And, of course, we would learn still, so it's not a total waste, but it may be unnecessary to have to learn that because we don't take the time, as you said, to pray, meditate, contemplate on that, and then listen. So that you have that direction and you're solid in that, your posture is strong, and that you can't be swayed or manipulated by those who may not have your best interest at heart.
Or sometimes they may have your best interest at heart, but they're just absolutely ignorant. They just don't know any better. I mean, it's like what I've said about doctors. You can't blame a doctor, or you can't blame a dog for pissing on the carpet if the dog never learned, or you never taught the dog that to pee on the carpet was wrong. You can't do that. And so a lot of these doctors... You know, I get very, very angry, and I say, well, yes, you can blame the doctor, because there are many doctors that weren't taught this. I wasn't taught this, but I learned this on my own, and many other doctors did, because we listened to the inner guidance and saying, you know, this isn't right. Just like, you know, your upbringing, Robert, and all the health problems and challenges that you had when you were younger, and the, you know, the staples of pizza and Coca-Cola, nothing wrong with pizza.
We talked about that. We just want to up the quality of it. But, yeah, kind of stuff I grew up on, not the same.
There's nothing wrong with Coca-Cola either. I mean, it's great to clean out your toilets, and that's why the highway department uses after trauma on the highways to clean the blood off the roads. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just that, you know, what are you going to consume and put inside your body? That's the question.
Exactly. Yeah, and that is a big issue. You know, we talk about chemo and, you know, the fact that these nurses are having to wear hazmat suits. And, you know, part of it is that it's, what is it called, teratogenic? How do you pronounce that when you say it causes birth defects?
Tetragenic,
yeah. And so, any woman of childbearing years, they don't even want them anywhere near that. And so anything that would just devastate cells, of course, they hope that it devastates the cancer cells before it kills the rest of your cells, but that doesn't always work that way. And that's why we say more people end up dying of the treatment for cancer than dying of the cancer. And then we talk about organic food. And there's a story here. We're just about on a break, so when we come back, we'll get to that. But do you still hear folks that are materialistic reductionists saying, you don't need organic food. What's the difference? A few pesticides? Just brush them off. Is that really the case, or is it chemotherapy light? We'll figure it out on the other side of this break. Remember, Dr. Bitar is author of the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. It's in many languages now around the world, and we're heard all over the world as well. UK Health Radio, shout out to you guys across the pond. Back after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At UCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, one of the upcoming events this summer, in the Northern Hemisphere at least, July the 9th, is with Michael Badnarik, 2004 presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. And Dr. Bitar, you'll remember him because he's the guy, when I interviewed him after he got nominated in Atlanta in 04 to be the candidate for them, and it was during the bioterror scares and Bush was going to mandate vaccines and stuff, so I said, what do you think about these mandated vaccines from the federal government? And without blinking, he said the famous line, Doc, you bring the needle, I'll bring my 45, and we'll see who makes a bigger hole. And right there, you know, this is the guy you want teaching you the Constitution. So come on down. We got you set up. Links are in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. You would thoroughly enjoy it, Dr. Bitar.
You know what? That sounds like my kind of guy.
Definitely. Definitely. You get along famously. Now, the organic food argument, right? Material reductionists say, oh, an organic apple is chemically identical to a, well, how would we say, pesticide-laden apple, except, of course, for the pesticide chemicals. But I just, you know, it's hard to talk to those folks when you just, like, there's nowhere to meet in the middle with them usually.
Yeah, it's, well, this particular study is just absurdity. I mean, I wouldn't want to meet halfway with these people because this doesn't make any sense. The only thing they say about organic food is, well, it does taste a little bit better, but everything else is just useless because all you got to do is just wipe the stuff off.
Right.
They also said about the time of using the insecticides and pesticides, because they're given so much, they've given a significant time prior to harvesting, it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter anything because it's all washed off by then. That is the most absurd argument. It reminds me of the Time article magazine when they were talking about the arsenic toxicity and whether arsenic that was used in treated lumber that was used to construct school play gyms and schoolyards, you know, the outdoor gyms that they do for schools, for elementary schools. And they said, well, there's a big issue, big concern that this arsenic in the wood that's treated to be to withstand the different extremes of weather, but that arsenic that's used to treat the wood to make it, what do they call it, weather-treated, is it? Or
yeah, I think they weather-treated.
Treated lumber.
Yeah, treated lumber,
they call it treated lumber. So they use it by taking this wood and suppressing it or submitting it in water and having it what's the word I'm looking for? Basically, they have it underwater for a long period of time, and this water is laden with arsenic, and there's some other water treatment that they call it. So the, these are the same wood that they use in building docks and structures that are going to be partially underwater, and they'll never rot. Well, to get the wood to be able to be non-rottable, you have to expose it to this high level of arsenic. And so when people became aware that this is the same lumber that they use to make schoolyard playgrounds, the response by the manufacturers of this wood was, well, just all you gotta do is wash your hands. That's all you gotta do. Just have the kids wash their hands when they come in from playing on the you know, play gyms that are made from this lumber.
Yeah, like, no, nothing will absorb through the skin, just like chemo. Don't worry about it. Just wear a hazmat suit.
Yeah, exactly. It's just amazing. And as far as the people that are getting it, you know, putting it directly into the veins. One group needs to be protected. The other group gets it infused into their arteries. I mean, where's the logic in that?
Right. And
poison
what about
is a poison is a poison.
Yeah, what about the cancer rates of those farmers who are utilizing, for instance, glyphosate? And the cognitive dissonance that has to be prevailing in your mind to be able to say, well, more organic, the only thing that you could say about it is it might taste a little better. But that's it. No difference. It's like, again, you got no bridge into that.
And this person that's actually that wrote this, organic food is no healthier than normal produce, it's a PhD type, if I remember right. It's not a clinician. Yeah, Professor Luis
Fresco.
Is it Luis or Luis?
Luis Fresco.
Fresco, yeah.
Yeah.
So the chemical composition of the apple is the same whether it's an organic apple or not. Yes, you're correct. The chemical composition of the apple is the same. But what about the chemical composition of the substance that was put on the apple that is nothing organic about it?
Right.
There's no organic component to it. It's all inorganic. It's all synthetic chemicals that are not organic. You know, how can you say that the chemical composition? We're not talking about the chemical composition of the apple. We're talking about the chemical composition of what's been added to the apple.
Well, it's a little sleight of hand. This PhD, Louise Fresco, getting fresh with the facts. She's not covering them exactly accurately, but maybe she works for a chemical company or the chemical industry. There are usually conflicts of interest like that. Dr. Batar, another awesome advanced medicine segment. Remember, medicalrewind.com if you miss it ever. Of course, robertscottbell.com and all of the places to get the archives available to you there. Thanks for being here, Dr. Batar. Tell them what they need to know, please.
That the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.